Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories.
Multiple people stabbed at Penn Station.
Amtrak police caught the guy and the knife, but that's after he stabbed six people. Reports say he may have been the sixth injured.
Stay vigilant. You're in New York, so yeah, you stay vigilant at all times.
That's Mike, a frequent commuter here at Penn. He wasn't too shocked when he heard this.
I mean, it's New York, so.
Yeah, quite a different reaction to folks at the scene Sunday, though. This man tells Eyewitness News he was
terrified, scared, somewhat running. We're scared for our safety, too.
Now, it appears to have been a random attack. Another man also tells Channel 7.
I saw somebody get stabbed. They screamed. Everybody started running.
Right now, we know at least one person was seriously injured. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Penn Station.
It was last month that the Trump administration announced a federal takeover of a plan to completely redesign Penn Station. The head of the MTA said that's great, so long as they don't touch the Long Island Railroad. Congressman Jerry Nadler says he wants to know what strings are attached.
The President of the United States, himself a real estate developer, has allowed his administration to put one of the most valuable public infrastructure projects in America into the hands of private interests with every incentive to turn Penn Station into a real estate pier.
He has sent a letter not only to Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy, but also to Manhattan Borough President Brad Hoyleman Siegel and others, demanding to know how the private Penn Transformation Partners was chosen as the master developer for the project. Tonight's the night, Game 3 of the NBA Finals at the Garden, with fans not pleased to hear that the watch party outside MSG has been canceled because the president's coming to town.
I feel like it's messed up, man.
What?
It's messed up. Just because, one, you know, the president's going to come, that doesn't mean, you know, like, I get it. Like, you know, like, they got to, you know, take care of him. But it shouldn't be like that. Trump should stay home, man, you know. Let us, the fans, you know, go. That's what they know. That's my opinion.
Mayor Mamdani says it was never a question of if there would be watch parties, but where. As of now, the parties outside Woolman Rink in Central Park and the Brooklyn Bowl are still on. His office just this morning adding Bryant Park to that list. We are expecting a security briefing from both the NYPD and the Secret Service later this morning. One option for tonight, the watch party on Long Island being hosted by the town of Huntington at Heckscher Park. Town Supervisor Ed Smith.
Certainly a challenge to get to some of these games due to travel, logistics, the cost. But there's no substitute for the excitement of being together with hundreds of other fans rooting on your team and watching them win.
It starts at 8:30 tonight. If you go, bring either a blanket or a lawn chair. And as this is a family-friendly event, the town is requesting no alcoholic beverages. With more protesting outside Delaney Hall in Newark, came more arrests. At least six people cuffed over the weekend after Newark's public safety director says the group blocked an entrance to the ICE detention center, damaged property, and refused orders to leave. Two of the six were identified as having been previously arrested on June 1st. New Jersey Congressman Josh Gottheimer expected to announce more security money for the FIFA World Cup. He spoke to 1010 Winds.
The largest sporting event, the key is to make sure that everyone has a great experience and everyone stays safe. And these resources are going to be able to go toward local and state law enforcement to make sure that everybody is protected and safe in both at the Meadowlands and in the surrounding communities.
He'll talk more about this later today. City money for New York City schools is staying status quo for next year. That was a hot topic during city council hearings back in March. But AM New York is quoting the Mamdani administration as saying that even as enrollment dropped nearly 10%, public school budgets won't be facing cuts for the 2026-27 school year. Queen's Pride brought thousands to Jackson Heights Sunday. And marchers, performers, and elected officials came together with the mayor among them.
Today is a celebration not just of recognition, but also of the belief that we have to make sure the city continues to be a safe haven for queer people.
Well, later this month, the big Pride parade will take over at the West Village. But once again, that parade's organizers say they won't allow members of the NYPD's Gay Officers Action League to march in full uniform, including their service weapons. Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch is not pleased.
That decision is as hypocritical as it is a slap in the face to the New York City Police Department and to the spirit of Pride.
Well, the group Heritage of Pride says the decision came as part of a vote and that the officers are welcome to attend out of uniform and without their weapons. Another teenager in New York City loses their life to gun violence, this time outside NYCHA's Woodside Houses in Astoria, where 18-year-old Jeffrey Wall was shot early Sunday outside the building where he lived. So far, no word on a motive and no arrest.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.